This is Day to Day. I'm Alex Cohen. In a few minutes, a culinary blow to the Midwest. Ohio's only four-star restaurant calls it quits. But first, the massive new economic stimulus package includes money to help the healthcare industry go digital. The thought here is that switching paper medical records to electronic ones can ultimately improve patient care and reduce medical costs. Here with a look at what that transition might take is reporter Shia Levitt.
Good to see you, Mr. Jacobs. How are you doing today?
Thank you. I'm very well.
Any issues or concerns today? You're doing pretty good?
I'm doing rather well.
Mike Randolph is a primary care doctor at Union Memorial Hospital in Baltimore, Maryland. He loves using electronic records.
Okay, let's just bring you up here on the computer real quick and see what's going on. I see here on the electronic medical record that you're doing rather well.
He checks the patient's vital signs from last visit to compare with ones from today. He sees the patient's prescription for cholesterol meds is about to expire.
And we're going to go ahead and renew that, okay?
Right.
With the click of his mouse, he sends the renewal prescription directly to the patient's pharmacy.
And it is there.
Randolph says the digital records help save him time and let him see more patients. But patients don't see Randolph in a vacuum, and he runs into problems when he has to share records with doctors in other locations.
You know, you have all these secure networks and medical records, you know, the hospital, the pharmacies, and even doctor's offices, and they all don't speak to each other, unfortunately, because of the licensure and also of the confidentiality, and that's a major challenge.
Addressing that challenge is one focus of healthcare information technology funding in the congressional stimulus package. About $19 billion are set aside for health IT to reduce medical errors, improve patient care, and reduce costs. Dr. Peter Bash is helping lead the switch to electronic records at MedStar Health, a network of hospitals including Union Memorial in Baltimore. He says meaningful, organized electronic records can help doctors, especially with preventive care.
When we focus on anticipating problems rather than just responding to them, coordinating problems rather than just having a group of doctors act independently, that overall spending is less, hospitalizations are less, emergency room visits are less, and that's where we hope to see and where most studies point to the biggest savings.
But it may be a bumpy road to get there. First, there's the cost. That $19 billion may not be enough. And then there are privacy concerns. What if insurers use medical histories like credit reports to deny future coverage? Mark Levitt heads the Certification Commission for Healthcare IT. His group is charged with making sure the electronic record systems meet certain standards for security, privacy, and compatibility. Doctors and hospitals must use products with the commission stamp of approval to get federal funds. But until now, Levitt says, federal funding has been hard to come by to help hospitals and doctors go digital.
There's no service that a hospital can bill for saying, we built an electronic record and we sent it from New York to California because the patient showed up in an emergency room. They aren't paid a thing for doing that. And without that incentive, it's hard to create that infrastructure.
But the stimulus package now includes financial incentives that reward doctors for using certified digital record systems. Dr. Peter Bash says he's already noticing improvements in safety and quality measures at offices with digital records. But Bash says the biggest cost savings won't come until there are major reforms in the way healthcare providers are paid.
Specifically, less of a focus on payment for volume and more of a focus on payment for quality, for management, and the potential for payment for non-visit-based care, email-based care, or secure messaging care.
Bash says he's optimistic that with broader payment reform, health IT will yield a return on investment, both in dollars and in quality of care. For NPR News, I'm Shia Levitt.